Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily with Jacob Albrock and Tommy Gester.
All right, welcome back in, everybody, for another hour of Sports Daily. Jacob Albrock, Tommy Gester here. Been having some fun on this Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday. Hope everybody is staying dry out there. We should have Shreyas Lada in later in this hour to talk a little KU, or lack thereof, quite frankly. But we'll have that, coming up later in this hour. We'll talk about this story with the New York Knicks. Very interesting. I think there's a potential bleed down to college basketball. Just saying, I think there's a chance that we could see something strange like that happen. And we got to do some giveaways. Let's get this hour going, Tommy, in style. Let's give away some golf. This has been wildly popular so far out of the gates, and we anticipate that will continue all month long, and we're excited about it. So we tell you all the time, Crestview Country Club, a great supporter of this show, is Tommy and I are out there frequently. We're both members. We both love it. Our families love it. A place I never imagined myself most of the time in life, a country club, and the vibe, but it's been awesome. We've been there. Our family enjoys at the pool. My wife plays a lot of tennis. I try to play a lot of golf, and our kids have fun at, the activity stuff that's out there. So we've wanted to, for a long time, give people an opportunity to get out there, play a little golf, check things out, check out the facilities, and you have that chance all month long here with us. You can score a round for two with a cart at Crestview by texting the keyword golf to 20357. That's golf to 20357. You can enter this once a day. One winner will be picked every Friday in June. Message and data rates apply. More details, kfhradio.com, knssradio.com. Again, it's a round for two with a card included out at Crestview, golf 20357. Good luck, everybody. Tommy, we've been looking forward to this contest for the listeners for a while.
Yeah, we've had a great response so far through the first couple of days. Our thanks to Crestview for setting all this up and allowing us to get some listeners out there to play golf and check out the course. Today is the very first day of junior golf for my four-year-old, so I'm going to take him out today and get him acquainted and accustomed with all of that. That'll be a good time. It's indoors, which is nice. So we don't have to worry about, all the rain and flooding and all of that. So he is very excited about that. They've got great kids programs. I know your kids do swim team out there, and there's a lot of really cool things going on.
Yeah, mine are on the way to swim team now. It's one of many things. We've done the golf programs. I think, the tennis. My wife grew up playing tennis, so she wants them to play tennis. I want them to, learn how to play golf, not lessons given by me. is probably a good idea, right? Like a lost cause. But, you know, all that stuff's there. It's fun. Good luck, everybody. Golf 20357. Get out there. And if nothing else, just play a little golf. We're happy to have that for you here. We'll give away some HTO later in the program as well. Our thanks to Prairie Fire Coffee for keeping us fueled up and heated up. It is a coffee type of morning again after what we did yesterday there. So we appreciate their support of the program as well. Tommy, let's continue the Royals conversation here, and then we can talk about this Tom Thibodeau story in the next segment and maybe hit some other headlines before we get Shreyas Lada in. So the Royals continue the series now, and now as we look ahead to the next game, they try and do that thing they haven't really done all year, which is string good offense together over any period of time. The only time that they've done it over three games straight was basically when they got to play the Rockies. Otherwise, it's been a very small handful of games. They've even been able to put two offensive performances together that are just respectable. Right? Four or more runs. Okay. Like you're not asking for the world here. Four or more. Four is league average at best. They haven't been able to do that consistently over any stretch of games, basically all year, just a small handful of times. So let's see if they can do it. Can we get through a series, an entire series, Tommy, where the Royals score more than four runs a game? Is that even possible? Can the Cags effect that we've been having fun with for the last 24 hours, can he really lift the boat out of this murky water, even when he goes 0-for-5 to get this thing turned around?
It goes back to our conversation last hour, and we were actually talking about expectations with Wichita State, right? Like, there's the philosophical expectations, and then there's the expectations that you can actually quantify. I said it yesterday on the show. I don't think you can quantify the Cags effect, because even if, let's say, the Royals are able to increase their run output up to about a league average, if they're able to do that, can you point directly and solely to Jack Caglione being the reason why the total offense is scoring more runs? That's really hard to do. But I think philosophically, and we joke around about it, you and I were texting during the game last night about every good thing that happened to the Royals was because of Jack Caglione. That's, yeah, you know, having a little bit of fun with it. But I think philosophically, yeah, you can add some juice to the clubhouse. You can get the other players excited. We joked around that, you know, Bobby Witt Jr.'s first inning home run was probably partly him saying, you know what, I'm not going to let this rookie come in and show me up. You know, so my first time up to bat in this game in his debut, I'm going to put the attention back on me. You know, so it's hard to quantify that. But sure, I think that you can probably point to just any kind of addition of a spark plug that can get the team rolling. Yeah, I mean, that's going to be a net positive for sure.
It is. It you know, like, and that doesn't last very long. Like, it very soon they need Cags to also actually, you know, contribute offensively. But it's no different than making a trade. When things have gone stale, and they have for the Royals offense, very, very stale, you just, like, a shakeup can make all the difference in the world. We never expected this offense to be like the best offense in baseball. We certainly did not expect this to be one of the worst offenses in baseball, and certainly the worst of the good teams, right? So I think that the ceiling for the offense, they have not even sniffed the ceiling, their own ceiling, this year. So if nothing else, can this just reignite what we expect out of the players that are there? Yeah, probably so. How long will that last? I don't know. You know, if Cags comes up and struggles, can the intended effect still take place? It's too early to say that. I think it could. But the best case scenario is that he gets a bunch of hits and he's also contributing. I mean, he's going to play every day. You know, that's going to happen. So he was okay last night. Like, was there anything about last night that you felt bad about? Like, he was hitting the ball hard. He wasn't striking out. He did not look overmatched. He easily could have been 3-for-5 in that game, right? Like, it was, and I think you have to watch that stuff. He was hitting the ball hard. He's good, and I think it's going to work, and I think he's going to have his struggles this year, but I think he's going to have the intended effect, which is a little jolt into the offense to maybe wake it up a little bit.
Keep your eye on how he produces tonight. It sounds like, and we don't have the official lineup card for tonight, but the speculation is that he's going to start in right field tonight. Rusty Kuntz said that, I believe after the game last night, that he was going to probably start in right field. Keep an eye on the way he produces, because you've got all of the circus around his debut done and out of the way. He's been up to bat five times, 0-for-5. Now you can kind of settle in, and you are, it's not your debut game anymore. You're going to be playing out in the outfield for the first time, more than likely. And I think you take a look at, you know, see the way that he produces in tonight's game. You know, can he settle in? Can he, you know, figure out what things are going to look like in his second game? And so everybody always wants to look at the first game, your debut in the bigs. What does the second game and beyond look like?
Yeah, look, their offense is going to pick him up, right? They picked him up yesterday. That takes the pressure off of him too. And I think those guys know that. Like, let's pick this kid up. He's going to get too much asked of him. Too much is going to get placed on the show. They all know that. They know what reasonable. Bobby Witt Jr. is a transcendent talent and prospect. Again, caution. Cags is not that. He is not the kind of prospect Bobby Witt Jr. was. Doesn't mean he can't ultimately be this great player. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, like, Bobby Witt Jr., this transcendent talent and prospect, came up and it took a minute, right? Took him his first full year to really get his legs underneath him. So just, we have fun with, like, joking about the expectations. Just temper him, though. I mean, basically, you need him to be better than Hunter Renfro. Honestly.
Yeah.
You need him to be better than Hunter Renfro.
Yeah.
And it's a gain. It's a net positive. You need him to be better than MJ Melendez was this year. Like, it's not going to take much to make an improvement here. So it's happening sooner than they'd liked. Let it happen. He'll be fine. He'll get picked up. And hopefully the rest of the offense is inspired like they were last night to pick it up and continue the pace and do something they haven't done all year long, which is string together a handful of games where the offense carries the pitching and the offense carries the bullpen and the offense carries the team. Just hadn't happened. All right. We've got more to talk about today. When we come back, let's get into this Tom Thibodeau story. Even in a league, coaches are fired too often. This one is a bit of a stretch to me. Did the Knicks not at least achieve to expectations, if not overachieve this year? I mean, maybe they didn't. I certainly think that they did. Tom Thibodeau. But again, you know, look in the mirror a little bit. This has happened to him before. So we'll get into it. Knicks make a coaching change. I think they know who they're going to hire. They wouldn't do it. We'll talk about that next on Sports Day.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Okay, take it easy. We're going on the air.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to Sports Daily. Jacob Alprock, Tommy Castor on Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday. Let's get you some HTO featuring the all-new Cherry Iced Tea. Just launched on, Sunday, June 1st. You can win a free cup of that or any of the other 26 flavors right now from the East West Wichita or Derby locations. All you got to do is text the keyword T to 20357. You can enter once per day. Message and data rates apply. Good luck, everybody. We come back here and we talk a little NBA coaching, something we don't delve into all that much. I'm not going to sit here now and chime in on the reasons that Tom Thibodeau were fired and get into the analytics. I'm not paying enough attention to the Knicks to give you that kind of a strong take. Tibbs has come in. The Knicks have been really good since he's been there. Four out of 5 years, but it's kind of gone stagnant. This could simply be it's gone stagnant. And in the NBA, that's never good enough most of the time. And this is sort of where my gut went immediately. This is because they have an idea of who they want to replace him before they make the decision. I don't think they're making that decision and just now going out into the market. Maybe they are, but I think it's more about we know who we want to bring in here. And the first name that pops into my head is Dan Hurley. If Dan Hurley didn't want to go to LA, reportedly for the main reason that he didn't want to leave the East Coast and disrupt his family life, he's at UConn. New York's right there. Everyone said New York or Boston, New York or Boston, New York or Boston. The roster is in place. If Dan Hurley was going to go, this becomes the place that he would go. I think we'll see. He may not want to leave UConn, but I cannot imagine the Knicks make the kind of decision they just made without either knowing who they want to hire, having a conversation, or at least having a very, very, very short list of guys that were of which they know one of them will take the job.
I think you're right about that. I think they know who they want the next coach to be. It's not going to be Dan Hurley. Dan Hurley's stock.
You think it's a zero chance?
I don't think it's a zero chance, but I think it's a slim chance that Dan Hurley will be the next coach of the Knicks. His stock is not as high as it was a couple of years ago. And that doesn't mean that he's not a good coach or that, you know, NBA teams wouldn't want to pursue him. It doesn't look like to me, and I've been looking at like the odds, like DraftKings has the odds on the next Knicks head coach, and by a large margin, like the odds on favorite by a lot is Michael Malone to be the next head coach of the New York Knicks. Obviously, the Nuggets let him go. He's a former NBA champion. I don't think anybody thought that he was going to be out of work for very long once the Nuggets let him go. He's the favorite right now to get that job. But if you want to find Dan Hurley on that list, he is way down there at 200-1 right now to be the next coach of the New York Knicks. You know who he's got the same odds as? Jeff Van Gundy. Jeff Van Gundy is not going to be the next head coach of the Knicks. So, and that's exactly where Dan Hurley is right there when you're going down the list of all the coaches. Jay Wright has better odds than Dan Hurley does. Mike Budenholzer has better odds than Dan Hurley does. Monty Williams has better odds. There are a lot of coaches on that list that have better odds to be the next coach of the Knicks than Dan Hurley does.
I'll be surprised if it's Michael Malone. It may very well be. Like, again, I'm not going to get on here and pretend like I follow even remotely the inner workings of an NBA coaching carousel. I do not.
Hell, John Calipari has better odds right now than Dan Hurley to be the next head coach of the Knicks.
So that's got to tell you that there's just zero interest from Hurley. If the Knicks don't have that level of interest, they're not doing their jobs. If they don't at least have some interest there, that would tell you that it's a Hurley's not interested in leaving UConn proposition, which look, I could totally see that too. It's just strange to me that you know, the thing that we kept hearing about him is it was the West Coast issue. Well, that's not an issue anymore. So if he's going to do it, I mean, do you really think Boston's going to come open anytime soon? Do you think after this hire, the Knicks are going to come open anytime soon? It just seems like that came a little bit out of left field. And maybe it didn't. And maybe that's the part I'm missing. Maybe because the Knicks keep reaching this point but not going any further is the reason. And it's not that outrageous in the world that they would make a change. But man, didn't they just give him an extension? Don't they owe him like $30 million now?
Yeah, I mean, he had a huge extension.
$30 million to not work, by the way. That's crazy.
I would do that in a heartbeat. Like, sign me up for that. I'll kick back and drink pina coladas.
God, I did not see this story coming. And Hurley was immediately, like, I was just like, oh, Dan Hurley, that's the spot. I don't know, a flyer on 200-1, maybe that's a... Maybe that's something to
would you take a flyer take into it. Would you take a flyer on let me find the numbers here. I want to say would you take a flyer on 600-1 that Stephen A. Smith will be the next head coach of the New York Knicks? Because that's there right now, 600-1.
Where's our guy Adrian Griffin on that list? Yeah. Right, like, why not? That's another guy that I would at least why isn't he a coach again yet? Speaking of the Knicks, did you see that there are rumors that maybe they could add Kevin Durant to the mix? A lot of people are upset with Carl Anthony Towns, who I think had a great year. On a 1-for-1 with Phoenix, as Durant goes, could Durant at his age, could he make that kind of difference still, you think, at his age? I think probably yes, but I don't know, like, does he do the thing that has held them back? Maybe, like, that'd be an interesting fit. I don't know. I don't think it would make them significantly worse, as long as he's healthy, to make that kind of a trade, like a Carl Anthony Towns for Kevin Durant, kind of 1-for-1, just change of scenery type trade. Could he put the Knicks over the edge in this modern NBA? I think there's still a chance he could.
It's a really hard discussion to have about the reasons why the Knicks let Thibodeau go. He took them to the playoffs, got them the most success that they've seen in a quarter century, all of that. But clearly the thought process has got to be, he wasn't going to lead them to a championship. At least that's what the front office would think to make a change like that. I mean, he won a bunch of games and they saw more success than they have in a long time. But clearly the Knicks brass, the front office, felt like he wasn't going to be able to get them over the hump to win a championship. He is notoriously hard on his players. He's an old school coach. You know, that's what I think makes Tibbs a polarizing type guy. And I think that there are some players that respond well to that, other players that don't. To me, I think that they would need to find a coach that would not be hard on their players. If they're going to move away from Tibbs, they need to go the other direction then. You're not going to replace Tibbs with a guy that is also notoriously hard on players. You're going to go the other direction. Kevin Durant, for all of the talent in the world that he's got, all the abilities, the sheer athleticism, all of that, I'm not sure that he really likes to be coached particularly hard. So I think it would come down to who the coach is that comes in that the Knicks hire before I'm then ready to say whether or not I feel like Kevin Durant can help them. Because if it's a coach that is going to be, really, really hard and tough and all of that, I'm not sure that's the best fit for Kevin Durant.
You definitely make the coaching hire first, I think, because I don't think Durant is still at the point where it's a slam dunk, right? He's not. You don't need to make a decision based on what Kevin Durant needs. No, you make a decision based on what Jalen Brunson needs at this point. But I do think Durant is still the kind of player that could put a team over the edge. The East is wide open, right? Your Eastern Conference next year features a Tatum-less Boston Celtics. So if the Pacers are what is in the way and you're the Knicks, like you'd have to feel like you're very close, which is why, you know, again, a part of the reason they're probably making a coaching change. I think it's interesting. There's always been his entire career. There have been connections made between Durant and the Knicks. And then he chose the Nets and then they kind of beefed at each other. But that feels like that was a lifetime ago.
You want to talk about a conspiracy theory, and you've got your Dan Hurley one out there. Here's okay. One that I think. The Knicks could easily go out there and hire Mike Budenholzer, bring him to New York, and then trade for Giannis, and then reunite Giannis and Budenholzer together. And I think that having Giannis on your roster is much more impactful than having Kevin Durant, for sure, 100%. And Budenholzer is a free agent. I mean, the Suns fired him not that long ago, right?
Giannis, I don't know. I don't think they'd have to trade near. Like, what are you going to give up some of your young talent now if you're the Knicks? Because I don't think they'd have to do that to get Durant. That's kind of just like a money swap to get Giannis.
Yeah, but that's a difference maker right there. Like, if you feel like you can get over the hump to win a championship,
the conversation of who would you rather have, Cooper Flagg or Giannis? Yeah. Like, I'm not sure that the Knicks are going to be able to both make that trade without including Jalen Brunson and remain contenders in the Eastern Conference. I'm sure they'd love to have Giannis. I can't imagine a scenario where that's even possible.
I think they'd like to have Budenholzer too, and he's fairly down there in as far as the odds are concerned to be the next Knicks head coach. I think he'd be a good one. He was obviously with the Suns for one season, and they let him go and everything. They had a really good start and then kind of fell off and finished with a losing record. And they had a bunch of high paid players and all of that. So, I mean, it didn't work for him in Phoenix. Could it work for him in New York? It might.
What's his legacy at this point? We used to talk about that a lot, and he's sort of disappeared from the front lines. He was, and I believe this, he was the guy with the best shot to take over for LeBron. You know, Steph, I think, took that mantle ceremoniously. Durant was the guy who had the best shot physically, right? Talent-wise. Was he ever that guy? Because LeBron never went away. And Durant couldn't get it done until he joined Steph's, you know, Warriors. Durant probably has a case as like a top 15 to 20 all-time player. But are we going to give him that credit because he's bounced around so much and he's never really been able to hang on to anything? His best years came in Oklahoma City, but he could never get it done there. So I don't know. I always wonder about it. I think his legacy is one of the more curious cases in basketball because what is it, right? Like, what is LeBron cemented his? LeBron got it done, right? He got it done with some talented teams, but also some not talented teams. And he was, he's got his as the best player of a generation. Durant can't say that because LeBron was in his way. So what was he? What is he?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think we've clearly been able to see over the years that Durant, it depends on who he's surrounded by. You know, he's not a singular type player where he can go and be the guy. He's got to have people around him, and he's got to have the right people around him. I mean, it's worked in some scenarios. It worked with him in Golden State. You know, it worked with him to an extent in Oklahoma City, you know, for the first couple of years when they were there and you had Harden and you had Westbrook. It didn't work in Brooklyn. It hasn't really worked in Phoenix. I mean, a little bit, but not, I think, to the extent that everybody kind of expected. So I think that he's got to be paired up with other players, and he's got to be paired up with the right players. When all of that comes together, he's absolutely a difference maker, but that's not, he's not a transcendent type player. I don't think he's ever been where it doesn't matter who he's with and what team he's on. He's going to be the best in the league. I don't think that's really ever been him. Well, and that's probably going to be his legacy.
That time in his career has passed too. Like he's,
but even
he's
when,
not.
Even when he was at the peak, it wasn't like he alone was able to deliver championships.
Right.
That's never really been him.
He went to the Warriors and was the best player on the Warriors.
Sure.
Right.
Had a wonderful cast around him, right?
Yeah. 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 I don't know. I struggle with his all the time. I think him, look, I'll be honest, him going to the Knicks would be interesting. It would be very interesting, quite frankly, to me. But I don't know if it would be, I don't know what they'd have to give up to, if they get, you know, if it's a Karl Anthony Towns for Kevin Durant trade straight up, fine. The Knicks will be really good next year. But if it's more than that, I'm like, how much of the, you know, how much is he really helping at that point if you have to break it up? But, you know, they can't get over the hump, and they probably should have against the Pacers, and they didn't. So maybe it is a total shakeup there. It's too bad.
It's weird because you're one step away, and you feel like
been for a while.
But you feel, I mean, this is the closest they've been, and you feel like you've got a good core. And I think Tom Thibodeau is a good coach. And now it's like, are they just going to blow the whole thing up and start from scratch? Are they going to try to just bring in a new coach with the same players? What are they going to do? Whoever this head coaching hire is, I think will give us a pretty good indication of what direction they're going to go, whether or not they're going to blow the whole thing up and go try to add additional pieces, or if they feel like the coach by itself was the reason that they were held back and they weren't able to make it to the finals.
Don't you think that depends, though? Like, if you go get Michael Malone, I don't think you are bringing him in to lead a roster rebuild.
I don't think you are either.
You're bringing him in to take what you've got and make it better.
Absolutely.
If you go and if you did something crazy like Dan Hurley, I do think you have to give the keys to the kingdom over and just say, what do you think? Like, do we need to blow this thing up, or are we good? So I think that, you know, that will tell us if they make the coaching hire first, that'll tell us what they're thinking. Like, if it's Malone or Budenholzer even, or somebody like that, like, they're just trying to milk more out of the right. And that's fine. I don't have a problem with that. Especially next year in the Eastern Conference. I think that would be just fine. We've spent as much time talking NBA here as we have. We've not talked in this segment about Pacers Thunder. Let's do that for just a minute here as we have this amount of time left. You think six games. Let me ask you this. We've said that. I think TJ said that on Monday. Do you think it's six close games? Or do you just think it's six games?
I mean, I think a couple of games will be relatively close, and then I think that the Thunder will flex in a couple of games.
I'll be real with you. It's adding to the intrigue for me. Like, I keep leaning more toward Oklahoma City's going to burn through this thing, but now, like, is Indiana any sort of David in a David versus Goliath? Is where I keep taking myself, and if that's the case. And even if I can just tell myself they are, and they can hang in this series, it's going to make for a really interesting series. Like, is this the kind of, because Oklahoma City, they're like a 9.5-point favorite in game one. Is this like when the Lakers played the Iverson 76ers? Are we looking at that kind of David versus Goliath here? I think the 76ers won like the first game of that series. I was a huge Iverson fan. It's a long time ago. But I was like, oh my God, they might do it. And then the Lakers came in and like blew the doors off in the next four games or whatever it was. I'm having a hard time quantifying how good the Pacers actually are. Are they huge underdogs? Vegas seems to think so. 9.5-point dogs, that's pretty big. I don't know. But now I kind of want to see if they can hang around. Still want Oklahoma City to win the thing, but it's interesting. I don't know which – I don't have a good feel for it, I guess.
I do think that Indiana has the opportunity to probably steal a game or two.
The way you're saying that, you're seeing them as that kind of underdog. If you're even saying steal a game, right, like that implies – and I agree too, I think. That implies underdog. If Indiana – if we're talking about them stealing a game versus just winning a game in a series – I think we're getting an underdog vibe to them for sure against the Thunder, which is crazy because the Thunder are so young. Like, it's hard. That's the harder part for me. Like, how do we think of them as the, they haven't done anything yet?
They're smothering though. Like, I always go back to that. They are smothering. They can shut you down. I think they will shut down Indiana. And outside of Tyrese Halliburton, I'm not sure that Indiana has many go-to guys that they feel like can absolutely be a game changer and a difference maker for them. I don't know. I think the Thunder will make it very difficult on the Pacers in this series to get anything done.
Yeah, I mean, Pascal Siakam's been their leading scorer. Is he going to be able to break through? It's just an interesting roster. It's an interesting team, but I think you're with me. I think they're feeling like a pretty big underdog here.
And now, digging deeper with the teams you follow, it's another Sports Daily Insider interview on KFH.
And we are back here on Sports Daily. Jacob Albrock, Tommy Caster, joined again by Shreyas Lada, our KU insider. It's been a minute. Shreyas, hope the time away was eventful for you, because it was not eventful for KU at all. I haven't done anything. So good timing on your part.
Yeah, I try to predict when I can leave for vacation at the least important times. And I've kind of triangulated that May is usually the least important month of the year for KU basketball. I don't like being on vacation when news breaks. So it worked out nicely for me, because I thought, you know, one of the guys, either Dame Star or Darren Williams, was going to go to KU. In the meantime that I was gone, I had a whole story written with like the roster kind of outlook after if one of them committed. Obviously, that did not get published. but it's good to be back.
Let's talk a little bit about Darian Williams and Dame Sar. Both of those guys commit elsewhere. You know, Dame Sar flips to Duke and Darian Williams goes to NC State. Is that simply a product of NIL for both of those guys? Was that just, you know, them getting more money elsewhere?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both. You know, I think it's, you know, money is important, but I think Duke, the prestige that it offers alongside the money, and a little more recent success than KU has had in recent years. It seems like with Dame Sar's kind of decision, he always preferred Duke. That was always his number one. And when Cedric Howard or whoever decided to stay in the NBA draft, he saw an opportunity for him to play on the next Duke team. So I'm not super surprised by that. The Williams thing was a little surprising to me. It seems like there was, according to reports, a difference in money, anywhere from a couple hundred to 500K. And I was asked about it on another kind of local radio hit about like this prestige thing and money and all this. And guys, it's easy to say and point out the prestige of Allen Fieldhouse and this and that. But if it was me or you, are you turning down potentially $500,000? Or for the prestige of Allen Fieldhouse? I mean, this Kansas team is not won a title in 3 years. And we know how these kids are. Everyone remembers what's happened lately. It's a what have you done for me lately league. This is not like Florida where they just came off winning a title week and point out, like, oh, we've done this XYZ. The last time you point out a guy on a Kansas team that's won a title for Kansas, he's in the NBA, Christian Brown, you know? So, I think that factor of prestige and all that was probably a factor, but not big enough to sway him when there's a money difference. And on top of that, you know, Will Wade's heck of a coach. He's had great runs at every place he's been at, and you know, he's going to be good at NC State as well.
Yeah, look, I think you bring up a really good point. Trey Slotta, KU beat reporter for the KC Star. Sometimes and more often than not, money talks. And like, I think you look at it the right way. What would you do? Right? What would you do? You don't know. If you're Darren Williams and the NBA draft process just told you not good enough to be here yet. Mm-hmm. I think if you're having an honest reflection, it's like, okay, well, maybe my game never elevates to that point. And if my game never elevates to that point, I should take full advantage of these last remaining opportunities to make as much money as I can, right? It might be one more year for him. You don't know. So I think it's a good point. But KU shouldn't be getting outbid for players they really want either, should they? Like, that's the other side of that. Like, if they really wanted him, can they let NC State come in and make that difference? And it's not my money. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, is there any concern there about KU's ability to go get the players that they want?
I think there's a slight concern. I mean, I thought it was a little surprising that they're out getting outbid by NC State. But at the same time, like, you know, maybe they have a hard, okay, this is what we're going to spend on this guy. We're not going to spend any more. And if he doesn't come to us for that, that is it. That's fine. I'm not there doing their budget and their internal metrics and how they decide what guy's worth what. In this day and age, you know, AJ Store was this highly touted recruit. KU paid up for him. Horrible for them last year. You know, like, I think for me, the tough part about the Williams thing was I liked him more than Sarr because he's an immediate contender to help you get better next year. Sarr might have been more talented than Williams was in the long run, but Williams was a guy who averaged 15 a game in the Big 12, and he shot 40-plus from three, which is something KU desperately needs because they only have one guy that shot above 35% from three last year, Jaden Dawson. Obviously, they'll be, I think, a better three-point shooting team than last year. But, you know, like, he fit in a big need. He was a wing, you know? So he was let's call it what it is. It was disappointing if you're a KU fan that you didn't get Williams. But this doesn't mean the team is done. I mean, you know, Bill's talked about it. He's looking international. International guys. He wants to bring on another guard and a backup big, which I thought was interesting. So I'm intrigued to kind of see where they go with that route.
Let's talk about a couple of the guys that we know are on the roster. You wrote a story that was published recently in the Kansas City Star talking to Jaden Dawson about his relationship with Darren Peterson and the way that they've been practicing together and all of that. So it certainly seems like the current guys on the roster right now are progressing as they're getting ready for this upcoming season. And even though the roster construction is probably not done and there may be a late addition here or there, it looks like the core, the nucleus of this team is in place and kind of taking shape.
Yeah, no, 100%. I mean, you know, they've only played one practice, two as of yesterday now. But it's something that, you know, they have talked about. Like, I talked to a lot of these guys about Peterson, right? And Jaden Dawson was really reflective about how talented of a player he is. I asked him if he's played basketball for a long time. Does he remember any guy similar? He was like, nah, man, he's special. He's just different. You can see it the minute you get on the basketball court. It was kind of telling me. And the funny thing was, Peterson talked about how him and Jaden Dawson had a great two-man game when they were playing 3-on-3 and 4-on-4 in practice. So I think that's a big thing as we try to figure out who's the guy starting alongside Peterson. You know, like, these early synergy that you have can go a long way. Obviously, we're way off from even the season starting. But, you know, everyone wants to know, who are the guys that are going to start alongside Peterson? Is it going to be Melvin Council Jr.? Is it going to be Marco Jackson? Is it going to be Jaden Dawson? Is it going to be two out of three? Like, there's a lot of different combinations right now we could go with alongside him in the guard spots, guard and wing spot. And, you know, like, I think it's going to be really interesting to see how it all shapes out. You know, I think, you know, one of Jaden Dawson or Melvin Council Jr. will start. Trey White will probably be the other starter alongside Peterson. They'll probably have maybe they'll play Trey White at the four, and then they'll just play a bunch of guards. It kind of depends. But, you know, I'm intrigued to kind of see how it plays out. And I think that synergy they're building with the best player Kansas has had since Andrew Wiggins, a generational talent like Bill Self has said multiple times, is super, super important. Because for better or worse, this is Darren Peterson's team. However well they do, he's going to get the credit. And however bad they do, he's going to get the blame.
Worked out for Duke last year with Cooper Flagg. It can be fine, but if they didn't get Williams, don't they have
money to go get somebody. I mean, there's not a lot left out there, but there's something left out there.
Yeah, no, they've been linked to the French kid Bryce Desert. He'd be a nice addition. Another one that I'm looking at is I think his last name is Kors. I could be mispronouncing it. That they're talking about from the 2026 class that could reclassify. The issue is Kansas is not the only one in the running there. Duke, UNC are both very interested, and every other blue blood, it seems like, is slowly adding him to the roster kind of give him an offer. So it's really interesting to kind of see how that all plays out. And, they need another guy or two. I thought it was interesting that Self doesn't want to add a wing. So I'm like, wonder if he's going to just play a bunch of jumbo guards at the wing position this year, because it doesn't seem like he has a lot of true wings. And one thing I really have been kind of reiterated from this team and from Self is they're all tall. Like, this team is a tall team. Like, they're all a bunch of 6'5 to 6'9 guys. And I think Kansas has not had that in a minute where, you know, the guards were undersized the last couple of years, a little bit, or just on the shorter side, not undersized, I'd rather say. But I think it's going to be really intriguing to see how they are, because I expect them to be much more athletic than they were last year, which I think can go a long way in playing defense, playing transition basketball, and just getting easy opportunities to score.
Last thing from me, Sharius, Jacques Vaughn is now a new assistant coach for Bill Self. I know this is all speculative at this point, but is this a long-term play for Jacques Vaughn? Is this a short-term play? Do you think we'll see him on the bench for a while for Kansas? Or is a kind of him dipping his toes in the water in the college game and then he may move on?
You know, I think it's intriguing and interesting to see. Obviously, there's been speculative, like, oh, he's head coach in waiting. And I don't think that's true necessarily. He could be the next head coach, but I think Kansas will do a thorough search when that time comes, before they just anoint somebody. I think with him, I'm really intriguing because it's like he has 30 years of NBA coaching experience that nobody on this staff has. And I think he brings a lot of, you know, he was a pretty good NBA coach at Brooklyn. He was not a bad coach at all. And he had to manage egos. Kevin Durant, James Harden, Kyrie Irving, that cannot be easy to manage all those egos. So being able to bring that kind of experience to the college game is huge. But on top of that, I think, you know, he's a guy that if he can adapt to the college game and the way, he could be really successful as a head coach one day or as the lead assistant on Self staff for however long he wants to be. You know, it was interesting yesterday. He talked about it. When Self approached him with a job, he was kind of taken aback a little bit because he was like, huh? And he like talked to his wife. He thought about it for like 48 hours and, you know, like they went back and forth and then he decided to kind of take the job. I think he was looking for something fresh start, something new, but he said it best. The reason that I'm here at Kansas is the opportunity to, you know, coach alongside a Hall of Fame coach, and learn from and be alongside with him. I think it's going to be really interesting to kind of see how it plays out because, you know, I had the chance to talk to him a little bit right after the press conference. Really nice guy. I'm excited to kind of hopefully talk some hoops with him when I can, as an NBA guy as well. But I think he's going to be a big asset for this Kansas coaching staff. I think just in coaching ability, but also his chance to tell future recruits or transfers, say, hey, I've coached in the NBA for 30 years. This is what Kevin Durant does. I can tell you how to do that or whatever, you know?
Yeah, it could be big for Peterson, certainly.
Yes.
Like that connection seems like it could be a fruitful one. Shreyas, we will find all your work at KC Star. Follow Shreyas at SHRE98. Good to have you back. Welcome back, and we'll see if we can get a little news in the next couple of weeks here.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, guys.
There goes Shreyas Lotta. Good to catch up there. It's been a minute. I don't know, Tom. Like, if KU doesn't add anything, and there's probably not, like, a huge add, potentially, unless, as Shreyas mentioned, they get a reclass or something, where were they going to come in next year ranked? You know, top 20, maybe? Maybe? It'll be interesting. Not that that matters. Yeah. Who cares? Right?
I don't care.
Right. But I care about, I'm just out of curiosity, like, what will be, because, you know, they've been this preseason number one and all these things. It'll be interesting to see. All right, that'll do it for us here on Sports Daily. Thanks to everybody for being a part of the show. Thanks to Kevin Saul. Thanks to Shreyas Lada as well. You've got Royals baseball tonight, 6:30, game two for Cags. We expect to see him in the outfield, but we'll watch that lineup drop closely. We'll, of course, be back tomorrow to talk all about it. Coming up tomorrow on the show, we should have Tim Fitzgerald, the K-State insider. A lot of college athletics news to pick through with Fitz. And then, of course, everything K-State will do it as well. For Tommy and Max, I'm Jacob. We will see you then.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.